Do you ever struggle with wishing that you had more time in the day? Oh my gosh, don't we all, am I right? So this conversation is going to be perfect riding into a new year. Why? Because who doesn't want to have more time in their day? Well, feel like they have more time in the day. Sorry, I can't actually give you more than 24 hours, but if you remember back to episode 10, when I shared a 7-step blueprint for how to maximize your productivity in motherhood, this episode piggybacks off that blueprint, but with me sharing how my anxiety-prone self utilizes 3 different productivity habits to help maximize my time as a stay-at-home mom, work-at-home mom. So if you're struggling to find a productivity method that works for you, one of these, or maybe all 3, will be perfect for you. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families' priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Good morning. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope it was full of love and just being in the moments and embracing just the present time, quality time together through that chaos, embracing that chaos, mama, right? We plans all worked out, but there were some sickness scares, but everything worked out perfect. I am just so thankful that we were able to see both sides of our family throughout the weekend. So let's dive in to this episode. Sister friend, as you know, motherhood can never be put on hold, right? There is no pause button. Our babies aren't just going to wait because of our anxiety or stress or overwhelm. Insert your emotion here, okay? That was a really hard realization I had early on into motherhood. That selfless giving of yourself 24/7, regardless of how you feel. Like, I really had to embrace my feelings to be able to live and work through my feelings also. So that realization also was one I was so thankful for because it urged me to find a way of how to cope. And I don't know if cope is the right word, but I wanted to be there for my babies like we all do. But I also had to find a way to take care of me too so I could take care of them. So again, leaning into those feelings regardless if they're positive, good emotions or those negative, raunchy, you know, I want to go hide under a rock emotions, hide under my blankets. So I'm going to be talking about anxiety as my example throughout this episode because that is the one that really hit home for me. But maybe for you, it's overstimulation. That's probably a close second as I feel like my overstimulation really mirrors my anxiety a lot. But maybe for you, it's overstimulation or stress or overwhelm. So insert that emotion, that hard, struggling emotion as I'm going through this if it's not anxiety for you, okay? Because it does all parallel with what I'm going to be speaking on because they are all so crippling, icky messes, right? Any negative emotion is. And as much as no one wants anxiety breathing down their necks, what if we looked at it differently? What if we looked at it, I'm going to say this, what if we looked at it as a gift? Because what if we allowed it to serve a purpose? Transitioning into motherhood proved a whole new level of anxiousness and mental health struggles for me. But what if, instead of looking at my anxiety as a weakness, I could look at it as a possibility to see all sides of a scenario? And what if I could thank that anxious energy because it allows me to stay alert and aware of my mindset. And I could use that anxious, maybe a little OCD tendency as a way to maximize my productivity. Yes, like, can I get an amen to that? It is all about that perspective shift, that thinking differently. Because, you know, this is crazy, but our brains think anxiety and anxiousness are twins. Like, literally, our brains cannot tell the difference, and that's the truth. They're psychologically almost identical. But excitement is a positive emotion, and anxiety is a negative emotion. I mean, and I'm using air quotes as I'm talking. You can't see me, but I'm using air quotes. So that means it's up to us to choose how we want to channel that energy. All right? We give it the meaning, and how we release it makes it our reality. So hello to our mindset loop, right? Are you getting excited? Like, I hope that you're like, okay, like, tell me all these things. So whatever negative emotions, again, air quotes, whatever negative emotions you may feel with that lack of time you always seem to face, know that you could shift that perspective and take ownership and action to conquer that struggle. And before we dive in, please know I'm not downplaying the real riddling feelings of anxiety or any mental health struggles that they can bring. So trust me, I do still feel them and acknowledge their severity. So I'm not discrediting seeking help if you need it. I'm more so encouraging you to think differently. And don't be so quick to just label yourself as a bad mom or someone who can't manage their time without being intentional with how you actually want to feel and show up for your life. Because you are a good mom. You can learn ways to manage your time, to maximize your time, and you could always overcome that struggle just as every other hardship that you have in the past too. I am sending you so much love today and every day. I would love for you to bookmark this episode as a reminder the next time that you feel an attack coming on, to remind yourself how you could look at your anxiousness or any emotion as a gift in helping you rethink the way that you view that emotion, okay? So, all right, back to story time. I had my son when I was already working from home for a little over a year. And when I started working from home at the end of 2017, I remember thinking how busy we were with purchasing our first home, which was a complete demo renovation. We were newly married, purchasing our first home together, and decided to take a vacant foreclosure down to studs and rebuild it together ourselves. Mind you, my husband works construction. He is a miracle worker. So he is fully competent, and I felt like a fish out of water the entire time. But I learned so much. But I also had no idea what busyness was until I became a mom. Like, I laugh at the amount of time I didn't even know that I had before kids. Like, complete hindsight, right? So between my anxious tendencies and needing to find a way to be a stay-at-home and work-at-home mom, I had to figure out ways to maximize my time, organize my life. Like, you get it, right? So the three ways that I'm going to dive into on this episode are the top three that I still use daily in my routine every day. They don't necessarily always look the same every day because our days really aren't the same every day throughout the week, but that's also the beauty here. If you have different days throughout your week with different schedule or different times and things like that, not everyone's week is cookie cutter the same every day, right? So that is the beauty here, that you can create different rhythms and routines and utilize these productivity hacks in a way to really create habits for you in your life. So the first and one that is really the glue to it all is anchoring my habits. Some may call it stacking your habits, but I just call it anchoring habits. That's the first term that I used, and I learned that there's a lot more variable ways to call it. So I like to anchor things together to either implement a new habit or do things right after the other to create like a mini routine throughout my day. So how to use anchoring habits to start a new habit is essentially, you take a habit that you already do every day, like let's just say waking up or brushing your teeth, letting the dog out, and pair it with one that you want to do or you want to start. So say, for example, drink more water. If I want to drink more water throughout the day, or remember to drink my water throughout the day, I can anchor drinking water to other things that I already habitually do. So I wake up, drink a glass of water. I brush my teeth, drink a glass of water. Work out, drink a glass of water. Eat lunch, drink a glass of water. Let the dog out, drink a glass of water. Like, you see where I'm going with this. You are literally training your brain to implement a new habit by anchoring it to one that you already do habitually every day. And in terms of mini routines, I anchor my habits together to be able to run through them without really thinking about it. Like, it doesn't take a lot of brain power. And like, there's already so many open tabs and things going on in my head every day. So if I'm habitually creating these anchored habits together to create this routine, I don't have to think about it. I just kind of do it. Like, my body is used to it. So an example being our morning routine once my children get up. This isn't my morning routine that I do when I get up before my kids. This is our morning routine together. And I want to share this one because this might be a little more relatable as my morning routine alone, because my morning routine alone, yes, it has my time of prayer and meditation, but it's a lot of like work related stuff. And that might not be as relatable. So my morning routine, when the kids get up, this is what we do when all three of us are awake. I anchor this stuff together. So it helps me do things without thinking about it. And I'm able to be more present with them. And again, your kids do thrive in consistency. Like, I sometimes say I'm creating a monster with Jace because he is such a man of routine and I love it. But if we go out of routine, like, he has something to say about it. But they get up and I get Jace a drink and cereal. He always has cereal when he gets up before breakfast. I call it his pre-breakfast snack. But this man is a man of routine and I am 100% to blame. So as he's, you know, drinking his drink, eating his cereal, I nurse Jalen and put some cartoons on for him. When I'm done nursing, Jalen plays and Jace plays as he slowly wakes up and maybe he's still watching cartoons at this time. And during that time, I start a load of laundry, I start dishes, I get as much time as they give me and I anchor those chores to that first thing in the morning. And then we have breakfast. I continue to finish dishes while we eat if I finish eating before them, and then we get ready for the day. Well, typically I get them ready for the day because I live in sweatpants, but that's our routine with those anchored habits. Up, drinks, snacks, cartoon, anchoring chores to that, then we have breakfast and we get ready. I think I got them all. I think that that's the bulk of it. And the real like number one anchored habit that I really wanted to get into that morning routine or rhythm is that those chores. If I didn't anchor my chores to something, they would never get done. Or I'd always be stressed about needing to do laundry or this or that, okay? So the reason that this maximizes my time is because I'm able to habitually do the things without really taking any additional time to think about it or stress about it, because that big habit in that mini routine is the chores. So often we think, oh my gosh, I'm so behind on laundry or dishes or insert that house chore. Well, anchor it to something that you already do every day. Game changer. The second habit that maximizes my productivity, that helps maximize my time, is batching my time. Batching your time, it's a simple hack that allows you to have full concentration on a group of similar tasks during a dedicated time period without interruption. So this basically means planning out your day so that you concentrate your energy on one task at a time, but kind of lumping or batching all those similar tasks together so you're doing it all at once. So if you have 5 phone calls to make, batch it all together and make them all at once, or try to if your kids are around, as many as your kids allow you to do in that time setting. But this is a really big one. The example here is meal prepping. Rather than making all your meals on the spot every day, getting your ingredients out 7 days a week, preparing 7 meals throughout the week, 7 days a week, putting all those ingredients away 7 days a week, think of how much time that is going to the fridge, to the counter, back to the fridge, you know, all those times throughout the week. You can batch meal prepping and make a bunch of chicken breasts all at once to use throughout the week, or prep some salads and do it all at once versus making the same salad every single day, getting out, you know, 10 different ingredients to put in a salad every single day. Do it all at once. This saves you so much time by getting all those ingredients out once to prep. All right. Does that make sense? So batching your time means grouping things together, grouping similar tasks together, like meal prepping, and doing it all at once. And the third is blocked scheduling. Blocked scheduling is when we schedule those batched time slots into our day. So our morning may be consisting of making beds or making breakfast or starting laundry, doing dishes. These tasks are batched together every day in the morning. Afternoons may also consist of playtime and work time. So the key here is when these said tasks are out of their designated time slots, you're not doing them, okay? You're not getting distracted all day long by thinking, what do I have to do? They're out of their batch time slots. I'm not doing that right now. I'm doing it in its batch time slot. So if you're playing with the kids, you're not also checking your phone, okay? It's not easy, but trust me, I say it is life-changing. So this brings it all full circle here. I can say that my block schedule with these anchored habits I shared for our morning routine earlier, at that time of day, it's personal with my kids. So I know not to schedule calls or any other work tasks during that time because, yes, I call it, you know, I anchor those habits together in our mini morning routine, but that's my personal time with my kids in our block schedule. And another little plug for chores here while your kids are awake, do it when your kids are awake because then they're seeing you do your chores and they want to help and make it fun. And then they see that, okay, it takes some work to run a house, right? So that kind of brings it full circle with anchoring your habits, time batching, and block schedule. So blocking is the practice of sectioning off your time to devote to those certain tasks or routines. And these three are all productivity habits and hacks that help me maximize my time by having focused, intentional time being spent. And by golly, there is nothing like nap time to teach self-discipline to work-at-home moms. Am I right? Like nap time, or I could say sleep time before they get up or when they go to bed. It has always been my block schedule for work time for me. And that is one thing that has never changed or adapted into different seasons. But you have to acknowledge where you are in life and your changing seasons. So what you have done in the past may not be working for you now. So it's okay to pivot and create these new habits and new routines. Like there was a time where I worked out every morning when Jace was eating breakfast and I loved that. I loved it because when he was done eating breakfast, he would finish working out with me. But that didn't work when we had Jalen because I tried to do it again and it just didn't work in that season of life. So maybe we'll get to that point again. Who knows? But between anchoring habits, batching, and time blocking, a combination or something else, what are you going to start implementing? These habits will help you work smarter and not harder, mama. We are so busy and have so much on our plates all the time. You can adopt simple habits and hacks into your day to help you save time. Feel like you have more time, more clarity, and less brain fog. Yes! So head to our Motherhood Empowerment community and help start a conversation. Comment on this podcast episode graphic with what time management habit, what productivity habit you want to start or learn more about. And share this episode to your Instagram stories, mama. Help another mom who might be struggling with their time management and tag me at Naturally Empowered Living so I can help cheer you on too. Have a blessed, safe, healthy ring into the new year. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.